young, but I do remember times when I learned phonics with my English teacher in kindergarten and both primary school, as my primary school was basic and not really just teaching, but engaging activities are important for the teaching program, so we have different activities, and we have a native English teacher for us for learning English, and that was quite memorable. But the other thing was I have an exchange last year to a foreign country, which is the Netherlands. Although they are not using English as their first language, but we still speak English in our school, so it really helps when I go to an English dominant environment instead of like in Hong Kong, people use Chinese to just talk or having lessons. So I think those are my most memorable English learning experience, which enhance my language.
I see. Could you answer a second question?
Okay, so my most memorable English reading experience. During my childhood, I enjoy reading, but I do not enjoy so much in reading English books, which I normally read Chinese books, sometimes like translated books from English, because I thought like sometimes I think reading English is boring than Chinese, because I cannot link to or I cannot imagine as much as I read in Chinese, because the more family language we have, we can link to different imaginations, which like enhance and like making the reading experience interesting. But I think that's like in the English reading, so I'm not really enjoying, but I do read a really good book once, which because I'm studying in English secondary school, which we are required to read books and then we can do literature reviews, so I'm kind of forced to read like kind of like Shakespeare books and though there's one book that I volunteer to read, which is P.S. I Love You, which is a really famous movie. I know this book because of the movie, but I read the book. It's really like it's another experience for me for reading. Like English reading is kind of an interesting experience for me too, but I can't think anything more than that. But I also read some, like for example Harry Potter or other series, like I read like romance novels or scientific novels in English. That's really, but not really like the type that literature or something else. So
I see. You mentioned that P.S. I Love You has a movie adaptation.
Did you
watch the movie first or read the book first?
I read the book first before I read the movie. I watched the movie, but I kind of think like if there's a movie attached to the book, it will make the thing more interesting. Like you, at least you can, if you have, you can, when you, well, for example, when if you read before you see the movie, then when you see the movie, you think something back that links you to the experience of reading. But so in contrast, if you read, if you watch the movie first, then when you read, you can have different images in your mind. So I think there's two different experiences. I did both. I think, but I truly think like if we watch the movie first, it would be more interesting for us to read. It's more interesting because sometimes, in many times, like the books and movies are different. So some of the scenes are added or not there. So yeah, it helps when like to learn more English through reading, because we can link to some imaginary images. So not just looking at words that you don't know what it means.